cattle futures bounced back on Monday. Lower fed cattle prices and higher feed costs could slow feedlot placements. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 18th of June. Cattle futures faded early follow-through pressure Monday morning to rally back for a positive close. Except for 20 cents lower in the back contract, live cattle futures closed an average of 71 cents higher across a range of 27 cents to $1.35 higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.19 higher across a range of 75 cents to $1.45 higher. That came after four consecutive sessions of lower money. Wholesale beef values were steady to weak on light to moderate demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 41 cents lower Monday afternoon at $221.82 a hundredweight. Select was 25 cents lower at $202.51. Results from just a couple of weekly Monday auctions available at press time. Through mid-session, feeder steers were selling $4 to $8 lower in a limited test at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there were an estimated 7,850 head on offer. Feeder heifers there were trading steady to $2 lower. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, though, steer and heifer calves sold steady to $3 higher. The exception was $3 to $5 higher for heifers weighing 600 pounds. There were 3,766 head on offer. Planning and emergence continue behind the average pace, according to the most recent crop progress report. Record slow for corn and near record slow for soybeans. 92% of corn was planted as of June 16th, which was 8% less than last year and the five-year average. USDA reminds that figure is relative to current planting intentions rather than original intent. 79% of the corn crop has emerged, which is 18% less than last year and the average. 59% is in good or excellent condition, which is 19% less than last year. 10% is in poor or very poor condition compared to 4% a year earlier. On Monday, corn futures closed mostly 4 to 5 cents higher through September of 20 and then mostly fractionally higher to a penny higher. Similarly, 77% of soybeans are in the ground compared to 96% for the previous year and 93% for average. 55% are emerged, which was 34% less than last year and 29% less than average. Soybean futures closed 10 to 16 cents higher through July of 20 and then 6 to 9 cents higher. Incidentally, pasture and range conditions continue to be significantly more positive than last year, with improvement in parts of the southeast. 71% of the nation's pasture and range is rated in good or excellent condition, compared to 48% last year. 6% is rated as poor or very poor, compared to 20% a year earlier. Major U.S. financial indices edged higher Monday, basically erasing minimal losses from the previous session. Traders are likely content to wait for further direction from the Fed meeting scheduled to take place Tuesday and Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 22 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 2 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 48 points. Declining fed cattle prices, in tandem with higher feed costs, could delay feedlot placements for the remainder of this year, according to analysts with USDA's Economic Research Service in the monthly Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry Outlook released on Monday. Consequently, ERS analysts explain, this could incentivize keeping lightweight cattle on pasture longer to add weight, which may lead to a more gradual pace of heavier cattle placed on feed so that feedlots will spend less time feeding them to the appropriate finished weights. They add that the slower pace of placement will likely be reflected in fewer fed cattle to be marketed for slaughter early next year. The expected slower pace of fed cattle marketing in the fourth quarter is behind the reduction in projected beef production for this year to 27.2 billion pounds, which would still be 332 million pounds more than last year. Moreover, ERS analysts suggest current feedlot margins and higher feed prices could make feedlots less willing to bid up prices for feeder cattle for the rest of the year. Based on recent price data, ERS lowered its forecast second quarter feeder steer price by $3 to $142 a hundredweight. They lowered third and fourth quarter price forecast by $5 from the previous month's estimate to $145 and $142 a hundredweight, respectively. That's your cattle current market update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 18th of June. You can always find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.